Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. The discussion is on the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the different types of sheet that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wear. One is the fringed sheet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in other words, the sheet that has fringes at the end. Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wearing a striped sheet, and the fringes of the sheet were almost touching the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sulaym ibn Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting in the habwa position. The habwa position is to sit with the posterior on the ground with both feet raised parallel to the chest. In other words, the knees will be up. With his sheet wrapped around him, the fringes of the sheet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were almost touching his Mubarak feet. This type of garment was used in abundance in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allama Aini rahmatullah alayhi writes that the strings at the borders of the sheet were left to hang loosely. Sometimes these were knotted together. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also wore such a sheet. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi stated that Imam Zuhri, Abu Bakr ibn Muhammad, Hamza ibn Abi al-Sa'id, and Sayyidina Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhum also wore such fringe sheets. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she sewed a black sheet for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam perspired, the sheet gave off a stench of wool, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed it. That was the sheet that gave out the stench, not the perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Decorated Syrian sheet. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Abu Jaham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu presented a Syrian sheet to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was decorated with some embroidery. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam donned it and proceeded to perform salah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam completed the salah, he instructed them to return the sheet to Abu Jaham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and informed them that its decorations had distracted his attention in salah. Another narration reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam requested somebody to bring a plain coarse cloth sheet from Abu Jaham in place of the fancy one. Note, in the light of the above hadith, it is incorrect to wear such garments, glittering and fancy clothes, that distracts one's concentration in salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam requested another sheet from Abu Jaham, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not want to hurt his feelings by returning that one. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wearing a white sheet whilst performing the Fajr Salah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaykum.